So primarily, we're going to deal with like just two lines in the Gemara. We'll try to see how much of the Tosis that we could do together. The two lines in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, I mean, on Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Mishnah says, Nikev Visosmoy, which means there's a hole in it, and you stop up the hole. The top of Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Im Akev Esatki Apostle, the Im Lav Kosher. If it's Me'akev is a tekiah, means it's holding back the tekiah. It's pasul. V'imlav, if it doesn't hold back the tekiah, it's kosher. So first of all, we have to figure out what is the situation. There's a hole here. What's going on with the hole? And what do you soysim it with? So we brought down Rashi in the Sefer, which is really from the Gemara later on. Rashi just says, first of all, you're being soysim it. What are you using as your stopgap? Anyone? What are we using? Are we using glue? No. Shofar. That was the basis of the question that we asked from the Ramban. The Ramban said, how could you use glue by shofar shenizdak if over here you can't use glue? This is not glue. Over here is dafka using more pieces of shofar. So it says, Nike v'sasma, you're stopping it up with shofar. What? Nope. Even if you're right, that's the kasha on the Ramban's kasha on Rashi. The Gemara says you're only going to use minoy lechoyra. The shaila is, we said over there, where you need the whatever's blocking it up is generating the sound, so therefore it has to be shofar. But shofar shenizdak, I'm not using the glue to generate the sound, I'm just using the glue to close it up. Different shofar. So that might depend on what does it mean, if it's ma'akavis tekiah or not. We'll see what that means. We'll see, Beis Hashem. Great. After you finish the shiur, you should have the answer to that question. Great question. What? It's also not what? It's not glued. Over here, it's not glued. The choyra. Yeah. Akoponim, first of all, it has to be b'minoy. Second of all, Rashi says, also, you have to have roiv of the shofar. Has to be that, you know, it's not like you have a shofar and there's just a skeleton and you're patching it with all different types of things in different places. If you do that, what would that be, Maish? That would be like the case of Dibek Shivrei Shofars, right? We're not talking about that. Over here, you got a big fat shofar. It's got a puncture in it. It's got a hole in it. You stuff up the hole with what? A shofar piece, material of shofar. Im Akavis Tki Apostle. The imlav, it's kosher. Okay. No, I don't think it has to be noticeable, just has to be a shofar piece. We'll see. Well, first of all, it's going to be hard to stick a piece of shofar into a shofar because it's not flexible. What's the word I'm looking for? It's not malleable. So give me a better word than not malleable. It's stiff. Stiff is not bad. It's stiff. So shofar is stiff. So I'd have to understand why the shofar is going to be a hard fit to figure out how to stuff something. If I would be using like something that's more malleable, then I wouldn't have to have these problems necessarily. Akoponim, this is what it seems like from the Gemara, from the Rishonim. That's what's going on over here. Rigid. Thank you, sir. Okay, now, here comes the first shaila, my friends. Does anyone need a pen? Anyone need a pen? You need a pen? No. Need a pen? Yeah, you actually need a pen? Okay. First shaila, my friends, is as follows. The Mishnah only talks exclusively about if it's nikev visosmoy, which means that you closed the hole. What happens if he didn't close the hole? What happens if it's nikev and he didn't patch it up? He left the hole. Now remember, is there ruboy here of the shofar? Yes. Ruboy of the shofar. Can you use a shofar that's nikev? And you're not soysmoy. What do you think? Anyone say yes? Anyone have a source for that? Yes? What? Shulchan Aruch is good. This is even a previous source. What? Yushalmi, right? It's Yushalmi. Now, the Bible might not say that. We'll see. Yushalmi seems to say that it's okay. And what's the basis of the Yushalmi? Because we said, kol ha-koylois sherim. Any kol that you manage to muster out of your shofar. So what would be if you have a hole in your shofar and it doesn't make any sounds? Everyone would agree that the shofar is pasul, right? There are those that learn that that's in the Mishnah. Im ma'akavis nikiya. If the shofar without the stopper doesn't make any sound, the shofar is pasul. That's not a shofar. It's nishkan shofar. Yeah, could be. No, but now it has a stopper. No, it's now you put the stopper in afterwards. Then you don't have a shofar that you're. That's not about the shofar. Something like that. We have to. That's one shot. We'll get back. Yeah. Yes. Excellent. In other words, what's going on over here? Chevron, Yoni Yossi. After you put the stopper in, it makes a sound. But without the stopper, it makes no sound. So then, that's the chiddush that because beforehand it wasn't a shofar, you can't make it into a shofar. You can maybe. But if it makes a sound, if your shofar makes a sound, even if it's got holes in it, says Yushalmi, your shofar is kosher. Your shofar is kosher. So it brings the Gvuras Yitzchak. We saw this hopefully inside some of you, that the Bavli perhaps seems to argue. Perhaps, it doesn't say, I don't know if he brings from the Bavli, he brings from the Goyin. There are those that say even the Bavli argues and says it's pasul. How could you say it's pasul? Pasul. Kol hakoylois sherim. So I don't care that it doesn't sound good anymore. If it makes a noise, it's going to be fine. In a chanami, if it doesn't make any sound, it's going to be pasul. But kol hakoylois sherim. What's the pshat? Comes along the Gvuras Yitzchak based on a goyin, and he says the following festi yisoy. He brings a medrash, and the medrash says, Vashem Elokim b'shofar yitoka, says the Medrash. Ma shofar shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholem, af shofar shel Rosh Hashanah yesh sholem. Ma shofar shel Rosh Hashanah sholem, af shofar shel Ma shofar shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu sholem, af shofar shel Rosh Hashanah yesh sholem. So there's a special din that the shofar has to be sholem. Does haste as I want to be magdir as follows. If you have a shofar, a complete shofar, and you blow this very soft sound from the shofar, meek, is it going to be kosher? Yes. Why? Because kol hakoylos sherim. But if the shofar has a hole in it, so then the fact that it has a hole makes that the shofar is not shulling. It's not a psul in the coil. It's not a problem with the tkia. It's a problem with the chefza from the shofar. So avada kol hakoylos sherim. But if I blow a bugle, is that good? Why not? Kol hakoylos sherim. It's not a shofar. Zog the medrash. Tzayin a shofar. In order to be a shofar, has to be shulling. It's a felt in shofar. It's not a problem with the coil. What? This is from yesterday. Yesterday. Huh? Remind me. What? It's all din in the shofar. Yeah, that was a different reason why I didn't have a shame shofar. Yeah, it's also on the cut to the shofar. What? Bittul Baroyf. Ruba Kikula. That's him. Ruba Kikula. Manyan. It's a good question. I should say Ruba Kikula. But Avi's saying is you don't say Ruba Kikula if the Torah is Machayv, you have Shalim, so that. Right. Yeah. Could be, Avi. That's a nice score. Right, right. Yeah, but over here, it makes a sound. It's not saying it doesn't make a sound. It makes a sound. It makes a weak sound. So, yeah, but so you're saying the din shalem is mitzad the kli shavoy.
Could be.
And a chanami. Good. Could be. No. So that's the, I guess the thing that you're using. No, yeah, but if you cut off the part of that, then it will be shalem. But as long as this is the shofar, and the sound is coming out of this, and there's a hole in that, it's not shalem. Think about it. Okay, let's move on because we're going to run out of time. My friends, the shaila is like this. Here goes. So we're saying there's a chefta from shofar. It's a felt in chefta from shofar. Shaila is like this. So what does it help if you're susmud and you stop it up? Think, don't jump on me. I want first of all, to bask in the beauty of this question. This is my own question, I believe. What does it help to stop it up? You're telling me the shofar's puzzle. The shofar, it's not shalem. Don't jump on me. Give me a few seconds. Just let it savor it. Let it sit there and digest. What does it help? You're telling me if a shofar has a hole in it, it's pasul. Why? Because not shalem. Now you're telling me, but if it's susmai, if you close it up, if it's ma'ak, if it's ki, it's pasul. I'm live, it's kosher. How could it be kosher? There's a hole in the shofar. The chefta fun shofar is pasul. The chefta fun shofar is pasul. What does it help to block it up? Anyone want to suggest the terrace? Gosh, is like this. We said that the Yishalmi holds you can have a hole in your shofar and blow it. As long as it makes a sound, it's good. But we said from the Bavli, perhaps the Bavli and others, the ring over here, the Goyin, say no, if there's a hole in your shofar is possible. Why? Because the Xeris HaKosim. Xeris HaKosim is Ma Shofar Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalem, Asher Shua Shoshana, Shalem. There has to be Shalem. Has a hole, it's felt in the Chefza von Shofar. You're not blowing a shofar now. The shofar is possible. So hold on. So I asked the question, so what does it help to stop up the hole? What does it help to stop up the hole? It's a pasul shofar. Oh, there it's daf zayin. When I'm susma, it's not the pshat, I'm fixing the coil shofar. What am I fixing? The chevtov and shofar. It's that when I block it up, it becomes a part of the shofar. It has to be a part of the shofar. Oh, we'll have to see. We'll see. Oh, it's only the same in. It has to be the same in. And when it's the same in, it becomes bottled to the shofar. Now you have one shofar. No, maybe it becomes bottled to the shofar, maybe. Yeah, we'll have to see exactly. We'll deal with that kasha. The chayre, this is the pshat. What? So we have to see. What is it? What difference does it make? Okay, so what's that might be, we'll have to see what that psula is. Yes, you're saying good, we're gonna have to get there. That's we're getting there, okay? So what is the ma'akev is a call? Is the ma'akev, so I'd say like this, Yossi, you ready? We're gonna give Bilamdish, my friends, you ready? It says, if it's ma'akev is a coil, so now it's not good. Yossi wants to know, is that back to the psul of, because now your shofar is not shalem, or is this a different psul? Is it a new psul? I don't know what the psul is, we'll see. Something wrong with the coil of the shofar. Is this a problem with the coil of the shofar? Or is it a problem with the cheftza of the shofar? I have a deek in the Mishnah. That's what we're going to try to talk about. That it's a problem with the cheftza of the shofar. What's the deek in the Mishnah? Puzzle. The Mishnah doesn't say you're not yoitze. Nikei v'sosmoy. Says the Mishnah. In ma'akev is a tekiya. Puzzle. What does it mean, puzzle? The shofar is puzzle. We're going to have a problem with one of our pshatim and how it works. It's a psul the chavtsuf and shofar. What's the psul? It's not shalem. Maybe. Okay. Let me ask you another question. What would you say if you have a shofar? It has a hole, but the hole doesn't affect the sound of the shofar. Puncture a teeny little hole in the shofar. Is that going to be kosher or pasul? There's a hole. says Eli Hoshander, the chayre that should depend on the Bavli Yishalmi. Yishalmi says, I don't care if there's holes. If the sound is, if there's a sound, it's kosher. But saying according to the Bavli, we said if it's not shalem, it's pasul. And this is not shalem. So the chayre, we have the problem is the maisi, we have rayas. The Gruz Yitzchak brings rayas. Not necessarily. Well, this Mishnah, by the way, works according to Yishalmi also. Yishalmi has this Mishnah. So somehow we're going to have to figure it out. Isn't the question? We got to figure it out. But apparently there's an extra Kiddush. We'll see in Tosis made with extra Kiddushes. But says Yossi Ehrenfeld, and this is going to get back to, what makes a shofar shalem? What does it mean it's shalem? It means that it's still has its full ability to do its job. What's the shofar's job? Blow. If I have a hole in the shofar and it doesn't affect the tkiah, the shofar is still shalem. Bas haste shalem. The shalem shofar. I don't care about the fact that there's a hole. What does the hole make a difference to me? If it infringed on my ability to blow it, I say it's not a whole shofar. Because a shofar is a cliche. That's what a shofar is. It's something to blow with. If I can't blow it, so then it's not shalem. But otherwise, that's called shalem. If I have a cup of water, and if I have a cup, here. This is my shofar shenizdak. Is this a shalem? Is this a shalem? Is water going to get through there? Is water going to get through there? Is this a shalem? No. But Mayor, what's going on over there? Is this a shalem? No. Let's say you take a needle and you poke a teeny hole inside of it and the water will not spill out. Is that possible? Yeah. For sure it is. Depends on the density of the liquid and the surface tension, yada, yada. Shkoya. Anyway, and I didn't go to college. Anyway, it's so is that a shalem? Would you say that's a shalem? No. If you don't, you could puncture, you could make a hole, and it will not come out. What? It'll be makabel tuma because the hole doesn't affect me. So then it's a shalem, even though there's a hole in it. So what Yossi is just saying is, if the shalem is klape the shofar has to make a sound. That's what dons it as whether it's hole or not hole. I don't care if there's a hole here, hole, H-O-L-E, because it's still considered hole, W-H-O-L-E. Why? Because it didn't affect anything. So you got a hole, shkoya, there's a hole. If I puncture a teeny, teeny little hole and the water doesn't come out, that's still, this cup is totally whole. L'chaim, l'chaim. Baruch atah Adonai. What we're saying is it could have a hole and still be whole. That's what we're saying. It could have a hole and still be whole. What? Can't hear you. Because Lamaisa, that we see that if the shofar is ma'akev as tkiah, it's going to be possible. If it's not ma'akev as tkiah, if the hole is not ma'akev as tkiah, according to some shatim and tosfos. So what do you mean? It still has a hole. Right? Tosfos brings up shot that if the hole is ma'akev as tkiah. Right.
Also, the Russian possible is going to be
It's going to be to the shofar. We're saying like this, because the hole affects the coil, therefore I see it as a hole in my shofar. My shofar is not showing. So what will dictate to me if my shofar is whole or not, if my shofar is doing its ability to be a shofar? So then I'll say the shofar is not whole, the shofar is puzzle.
Well,
who says there's no other way? Hashem's gonna blow the shofar. We wait for Hashem. Tika, It's not just about the sound. It's broken in half. It's not a shofar. But
it's still doing its job.
It's not. Because only if you glue it together. Without that, without the glue, it doesn't do its job. So right now, it's not a shofar. The glue. Yes, maybe. It depends if shofar is the coil shofar or shofaris. Maybe it's from shofaris. That might depend on what the psul was over there. But maybe. Could be. What? Can you fill the shofar with Shein Aminoi? Absolutely not. That's exactly why. Then it's filled with the shofar. Because it's not going to be bottled with the shofar. If the hole is so small, it's not makid the kol, and you fill it with Shein Aminoi, if that's what you meant, then yes, that you could do. If that's what you meant, I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Yes. Because it's irrelevant. It's like there's no hole here. Let's start the Tosis, my friends. Let's see. This is going to be a doozer. Tosis is a doozer. Here goes. Nike v'sasmoi, im ha'atim is the key apostle, v'im lav kosher. Im nifar ha'sha. Tosis is going to say, I have different pshatim. What does it mean? Im na'ake v'satkia. It says, if something is what's a good word for ma'akev?
Hinders.
If something is hindering the tkia. So what is hindering the tkia? Do we mean that the hole hinders the tkia? Or do we mean that somehow the stima is hindering the tkia? What hinders the tkia? Says Tosis, im nefarsha, da'iri le'achar ha-stima, lefi shaloi huchleka stimas ha-nekev. What does it mean, loi huchleka stimas ha-nekev? It's not smooth. So here we are, public exhibit A. Oh boy, I lost my stima. We got it. Oh, there it is, it's inside. Here is my shofar. This is my trusty shofar. Now, I'm gonna blow my shofar. This is the stima, I think you see it, there's the stima. I put it in this to block it. What is this made out of? Of course. Now, the problem is that there's some shofar jutting out of the bottom. That thing jutting out of the bottom, I didn't do such a good job. It's a little bit like, I did a Heimish job over here. So when I blow it, it actually is going to get in the way of the kia. It's going to stop some, it's not going to be as robust, the sound. Now, if I would have done a better job, I would have hired like the chauffeur guys. They would have done a job like this, probably. And that's like a good job right there. You see that? And then I could blow, and the sound is fluid, and nothing comes. No distance. So, what does it mean? In ma'akev is a tkia? If the piece that you put in is ma'akev the tkia or not? Ma'akev. It seems like the idea is that it hinders the sound. It's getting in the way because I didn't do such a great job. And what? Yeah. Yeah, what does he say, change? Later on, maybe. Let's see it again. Im nefarshid, ayil achar estima, the fish ain't lohuk lukostima sanekit, ain haruach yoitze bepshito, suma akavis akol kasha. Given the call of Kolis Ksherim b'Shofar, kid, I mean the Gemara, Mali Ma'akev, Mali Eino Ma'akev. I don't care if it's a wimpy sound, so it doesn't sound so good. If you're like just, it's fine. So who cares? So Tosis doesn't like this shot. Who cares if it's Ma'akev or if it's not Ma'akev? What'd you say?
There is a difference in the shirt that tools throw stuff that are broken. It's not a collision. Never the shirt. Here we're saying that the wall is pretty.
first thing that you go and use is DIY. That's if you said that just throw it out.
The point is, it's not good. If you fixed it, you could fix a cleat if you want to fix it. Why not? Why not? Shofar trash. That's Donny Sokol. It's just shofar trash. It's still shofar. It's just, it doesn't have a, it doesn't have Shem Kli. It's not a Kli of a shofar. It's not a Kli, but it's still a shofar. It's a broken shofar. If you fixed it, it could be, yeah. If you made it that it's not cracked anymore, then it would be good. Yeah, you could do that. If somehow you could do that, perhaps yes. Perhaps yes. It's not a Kli. Because then it's not broken. Okay. So Tosfos doesn't like the first shot. He says, Mali. Ma'akiv Mali Einam Akiv. Venira. The Iri Koidem Stima. When it says in Ma'akiv Esatkiya, it means if it's talking about before you blocked it up. The koydim shenistam hoya nekev ma'akev es hakoil. Shoya hakoil mishtana mi machmas hanekev. Ukishes somoy chaza lekamay shahoya. Again, v'nira da'ayri koydim stima. The koydim shenistam hoya nekev ma'akev es hakoil. Shoya hakoil mishtana mi machmas hanekev. Ukishes somoy chaza lekamay shahoya. It got back to the way it was. So what happened? When you say ma'akev es tiki, it means it didn't sound good like this, it sounded bad. When I put this in, what does it sound? Perfect. So let's get it clear. In the first shot of Tosfos, what did the stima do? Did it help or did it hurt? In the first shot of Tosfos, it hindered the tkiya. In the second shot of Tosfos, what does the stima do? It enhances the tkiya, it helps the tkiya. Read the Mishnah, Nikev is Asmai, Im Ma'akev is a Tkiyah. If the Nekev was Ma'akev, the Tkiyah, Hussel, Vim Lav, Kosher. So we'll see. He's going to say in a minute, if you aren't Soisem the Tkiyah, if you don't stick this in and it just sounds like this, is it okay? Try again. If it just says, what? Tosfos is going to say to Yerushalmi, holds it's okay. To Yerushalmi, it's going to be okay. That's what I have to see. Yeah. Menira da'iri koinim stima. The koinim shenistam hoya nekev ma'akev es hakol shoya kol mishtane mikumayis nekev. Ukshisamay chazun ukumayishaya ubiyushalmi goras behedya. Im hoya ma'akev koydim ashes samay pasul. Kishes samay. The time of the psul. Why is it pasul? Kivan shastimazu misayeya le koil. Mishum de koil de shayfer echor amrachmana. Shelo yisayeya dova acher le koil. Kemotzi peuzav. The mishtana koil le pasul. Loya ma'akev is the kia. Shel mishtana koil mitchila machmas anekev. Ari uki ilu lo nike. Ben lochush. Bemashes samay. So let's say this hole doesn't make a difference in the sounds. Does it bother us if you put the shard in, if you close it up? No, I don't even know why you're closing it up. I mean, it sounded great before, it sounded great afterward. Maybe you just don't think your shofar looks pretty that way. I don't know, I mean, it doesn't affect anything. I'm saying it's fine, but that won't bother us. But if the sound is weaker, if you put it in and gets it stronger, so where's your sound coming from?
Sure.
The two of them together, because it's coming the two of them together, therefore it's going to be possible. So im ma'akev es tkiya means that it's ma'akev es tkiya before you stop it up. That's the second shot of Tosfos. The first shot of Tosfos was it was ma'akev es tkiya after this whatever you stopped up with, that itself is ma'akev es tkiya. I ask you a question. Let's get it clear. Let's try and see if we can get this. In the second pshat of Tosfos, is there any way to fix this shayfer? This shayfer, well, yeah. Oh, I could ask it that way. Yeah, I could ask it that way if you want. It's always going to be a problem. Is this shayfer? Don't fill it up. It's going to be good. You fill it up, it's not going to be good. Why? I put them to it. So is the shayfer a puzzle? Is the what? The tequila is not good, but the shayfer is not going to be puzzle. Right? The shayfer is not puzzle. No, because now, if I just blow like this, it says the taste, this is going to be fine. But this in, now because the coal is coming from the two of them, now you're not yoytzeh. Or it's a, maybe say it's a puzzle of tequila, but it's not a puzzle of shayfer. Just take it out, everything's going to be good. What? So Yushami doesn't hold, Tosfos doesn't seem to hold it a problem of Shalom. What do you mean? Oh, so you see that Tosfos doesn't hold up the same in. Tosfos doesn't hold to that. We were saying that the same in it's going to become part of the Shofar. Apparently Tosfos doesn't hold to that. Because we're saying if before it was an act of the tekiya, now you put it in, it's not going to be puzzle. But according to the first pshat of Tosfos, what is the first pshat of Tosfos? He's saying that after you close it up, now the stima is ma'akev the tekiya. So says Tosfos, that's going to be a problem with the shofar. So what's the problem now? The stima is ma'akev the tekiya. What? It doesn't sound like just saying it's two shayfers. So this seems to say that it's possible because, and it only says shtei shayfers afterwards. Tosfos seems to have, at least Tosfos himself understood, it's not a problem with shtei shayfers. Tosfos understood the problem is that the sound is muffled. But what do we care if the sound is muffled? We don't care if the sound is a strong sound or a weak sound. Yeah. So maybe we'll learn that maybe to answer the first shot, not like Tosfos, we'd have to say perhaps the following thing. Say one of two pshatim in Tosfos, perhaps. What? The sound is what makes it shalim. So I think that's very much what you're saying is really the third pshat in Tosfos. I think we can try to like fly it over here somewhat. What Chaim is saying is as follows. He's saying a beautiful lumbus. Saying, if what you're putting into the shofar is going to restore the sound of the shofar, so then now the shofar, that's considered to be part of the shofar, and the shofar is kosher. But if what you're putting into the shofar is going to disturb the coil of the shofar, so then now that's not seen as a complete shofar. Because this thing is creating issues in the shofar. Say with a little bit of a different nusach. This is a little bit easier to understand as follows. As follows. The person put this into the shofar. Did he do a good job? Did he do a good job? Why not? Because what? It's hindering the sound of the shofar. So someone that really wants to blow shofar, what's he probably going to do? Either get a new shofar or remove this and get another one. So can I see this as being part of the shofar? So if it isn't ma'akiv the sound. So is this part of the shofar? Yes. Is this part of the shofar? No. Not because it's ma'akiv the sound, but it's ma'akiv the sound that I'm going to take it out. And if I'm going to take it out, so then I could say that this no longer is a shalim shofar. Because this is something, as we see, has to be removed from the shofar. No, it's not exactly not min. I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't go that far to say it's not min, but that's the same idea. The idea is you can't say that it becomes part of the tuffel butl to the shofar because it's something that you're going to remove. Therefore, it doesn't become part of the shofar. I'll call upon him. These are the two pshatim that we have in the beginning of Tosfos. First pshat of what does it mean? Im ma'akev esatkia. It means that the stima is ma'akev the tkia. The stima is causing problems. Or we meant that the hole originally caused problems. Those are the two pshatim that we said. Tosfos in the bottom is going to say a third pshat, I believe. And the Yom Trua grapples with what's the difference between the third pshat and the first pshat. I'd like to suggest the third pshat is as follows. This we will close for now. The third pshat is as follows. What does it mean? Im ma'akev estkia. We had one pshat means if the stopper hinders the tkia. The other pshat is if the hole hinders the tkia. The third pshat is if the hole hinders the tkia even though the stopper is there. So it's after the stopper is in place, but a question of if the hole is hindering the tkia. The first pshat is, look, pretend I didn't put the stopper in. Is there a problem with the shofar? There is. So then I can't allow the stopper to work. The second pshat is, if after I put the stopper in, is the stopper being ma'akev the tkia? It's a different pshat. The third pshat is, if after I put the stopper in, is the hole still being ma'akev the tkia? So it still means if the hole is being ma'akev, but it means achar the stima is the whole stima ma'akev. In other words, did the stima do its job or not do its job? That's the chayra, the third pshat of Tosfos. We're going to have to see the Gemara. All that there is here in this Tosfos in the middle really depends on the Gemara that we have in front of us. So Be'ez Hashem, hopefully we're going to do the Gemara on Sunday. I just want to leave you with a machshava on the parasha, not necessarily the Bartera, but just the machshava. This week's parasha is parasha's Shelach. Parasha Shelach, Klal Yisrael had a debilitating debacle that brought about the demise of these very distinguished people. The pasuk says, "Shlach lecha anoshim." They were anoshim chashuvim. They went into Eretz Yisrael, and it was catastrophic. It was the fact that they spoke lashon hara about Eretz Yisrael. Now, there is no din of speaking lashon hara about anywhere outside of Eretz Yisrael. The person says he hates France. It's fine. He says that he hates Italy, Pennsylvania, upstate New York, Brooklyn, it's fine. You can't say I hate the people there. You can't say it's Lashon Hara to say the French are snobby. That's Lashon Hara, and there are Jewish French people. You can speak to Rabbi Wiener about all of the, you know, the qualifications of whatever it is. You can't speak about the people. You can speak about the place. You could say, ugh, France is so hot, I hate it there. It's humid, it's muggy, it's whatever it might be. But you can't speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, if a person says something derogatory about Eretz Yisrael, so that had catastrophic implications, ramifications. Eretz Yisrael is considered to be a living organism. Eretz Yisrael has dinim. Chutz Laaretz doesn't have dinim. Eretz Yisrael has trumas, meiser, shmita, yovel, all Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is alive. It's a living land. You can't speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Many of us were in Eretz Yisrael, and probably most of us should be in Eretz Yisrael. I think it's important for us to make sure that we don't in any way downgrade our respect, admiration, and love for being in Eretz Yisrael. This week is when people did not show enough appreciation for the land, and because of that, we're still suffering to this day. That's the Bechi L'Doiris, that's where Tisha B'Av came from. That's pretty harsh, but I think that it's incumbent upon all of us to try to take some time to think about my relationship with Eretz Yisrael and what I would like my relationship to Eretz Yisrael to be. Be'ez Hashem, hopefully, if we have, I believe it's the Kuzari writes, a very powerful statement, writes that when all of Klal Yisrael yearns for Yerushalayim, the way that they're supposed to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back to that place. We should be Zoicha, b'mheira, b'yameinu.